Board of Selectmen appointment meeting to order on Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. It is 11:08. And we'll ask for our public forum. And I don't believe, do we have anybody else on the call? Claudia?
Nope.
Okay.
Just us.
So we now move to the approval of our April 8th.
Actually, Bob, I would like to interrupt right now and
sure.
That we insert a new item
okay.
To, between D and E.
Okay.
That item would be a review of the attendance at town commissions, committees and meetings for the last 12 months.
Okay, I'll second that. I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay. Great. So we have that item. Yeah. If you didn't propose that, Warren, I was going to do it.
I figured we might as well get it into the agenda formally, because we're
right.
Going to end up talking about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So do we have a motion to approve the April 8th minutes?
Oh, do you have one or you need one?
Well, I'll make
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And now we want to look at elevating a regular member on the Commission on Aging to an alternate to a regular member. And I think we have Nancy Becker.
Yep. So with this elevation, at their last meeting, the Commission on Aging, they were unfamiliar with the rules. So they actually motioned to elevate Nancy Becker already. I had sent them an email letting them know that unfortunately they don't have the authority to elevate someone, that it does need to go through the appointments committee, which is the reason why it's on the agenda right now. So I asked them to submit this current appointment confirmation form. And so, yes, they would like to elevate Nancy Becker from an alternate member to a regular member on the Commission on Aging. And that's due to the fact that Marianne Christensen had resigned effective immediately.
Yeah. Okay.
And so what would be the, when's her term expire? Do you have that?
Term of January 1st, 2024.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, I would move to recommend to the Board of Selectmen that we elevate Nancy Becker to a regular member on the Commission on Aging.
Okay, I will second that. And any discussion? Aye.
Yeah, my only discussion is aye. Yeah.
So now we'll move on to our new agenda item, which is to review the attendance record of the of current members of the of our board and the board's commissions over the last 12 months. So let me take a look at this. I'm opening up the sheet here. And I think I had a nice little list of folks that had really gone over and above in terms of non-attendance. Of absence. This is a big spreadsheet, Claudia.
It sure is.
Oh, it's everybody.
Yeah.
It's everybody and everything. Holy crap.
Every meeting for the last for the last 12 months.
Okay.
And wow. And as part of our discussion, I would like to make this a regular monthly review.
Sure.
Yes.
That we go through and look at this. All right, so as I'm looking down through, I'm looking at the spreadsheet, and I'm looking at the very right-hand column.
Yep.
And as I read the Section G of the Charter, it said to me that 40% absentee was kind of the cutoff.
Right.
So I've gone down through what I'm going down through, and that far right column highlighting anybody that's got a number greater than 40 in there, and I'm just
doing it
on my own now, or just randomly. So, not randomly, methodically. That's the word I'm looking for. Now, what my thinking is that the follow-on question is that what are we going to do about it? So there's a whole spectrum of things that we can do, starting with the most lenient being ignore it completely and just carry on business as usual. There's advantages to that, and there's disadvantages to that. I won't go into all of that stuff, but then some of the things is you go to then the other end is fire them all immediately. Everybody that doesn't hit the 40, just we'll vote right now and kick them off all the boards and move on. There's advantages to that and disadvantages to that. I don't advocate either of those two approaches. I just said, that doesn't seem to be pretty wise to me. So what I think we ought to do, and again, this comes from my old Air Force military training about, is that you try to do an escalation of punishment. You start out small and you escalate it as you get more occurrences of it.
Yeah.
So my thinking is that we do some kind of, I think the first shock will be is that if we alert the people that were actually looking at this stuff, and that's why I wanted it on a regular, on the agenda as a regular item, so that we can, in fact, say, you know, we're not picking this up to single out one or two people that we don't like, and we happen to know they've got a bad track record, and so we're going to go get them. But I want to apply a regular process to it that is, would seem to be fair and equitable on the thing. And to get it started, I think there's some way that we need to get out the word to the people involved and to their board chairman, if you would, that we're seeing this, that we've observed this, that these people fall below the 40%. Actually, it's 40% absent, right? That's what we're thinking here, right?
Yeah.
So, you have any thoughts as to, Bob, what's your thoughts about what we should, there's some ideas that we could use?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I agree that going to either extreme is not gonna serve. But I think we need, and I also think that notifying folks that this is what we expect, and this is why, I think that makes a whole lot of sense. But on the other side, we have some rather chronic folks in here, like, and some of those we're really going to need to take a look at. Now, that said, I think we also need to look at circumstances here too.
Right.
I mean, I'm looking, some of these, I'm looking at one person who is absent 100% of the time.
Right. I saw that. There's a couple of them, actually.
Yeah, but it's
go through all the boards. Yeah,
it's two meetings that were held, and they missed both of them. And the question I have is, okay, what are those meetings? And for whatever reason, this thing is okay.
And in some ways, it's kind of like, were they the only person on that board that missed both of those meetings, or did everybody else made them all? I'm not making that extreme case up because I don't know the answer.
Yeah, and in this case, it was, you know, there were two other members who made one of the two meetings. And unfortunately, I don't see what that, on this display, I'm not seeing what that commission is. This is the third. Yeah, this is, Claudia, it might be really helpful if we could see, if we could get the name of, sort of duplicate that, that first column where we have the name of the person.
Yeah.
And put it over all the, you know, duplicate it over on the far right side so we could look directly at, so we can see who it is.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
There actually is a feature. There is a feature in Excel that lets you freeze that left column so that it always is visible.
Yeah, I know. I know it is. I know there is. Unfortunately, since I'm on this.
Okay, now I have to tell a story on myself. Is that I've used that feature for like 20 years since Excel first came out or something like that. And so I went to use it again, what was it, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I had to look up online how to do it because I had forgotten it completely.
Oh, absolutely.
It's shocking how.
Bob, would you like me to send it to you? Because all I did was I clicked on column A. And then if you go to view on the menu and then you hit freeze pane, you can freeze the first column.
Right, yeah.
But I'll email this to you now. That way you'll have it.
Yeah. The problem is that, you know, this little Apple thing, and I've got it, and then I'm like trying to, like, okay, where do you put it and make sure I don't get into that, into numbers, which is, to me, is like, is a source of endless frustration because I'm very used to Excel.
I just emailed it to you both that you should have it in a second.
Okay. Bless you. it's just, yeah. And I think in one of these cases, the individual who's missed both of these, two out of two of these meetings is somebody that I know has health issues.
Right.
You know, so, so I don't want to be cruel about it, but I do want to, so the question is, do we want to do this from on high and say, thou shalt not, you know, be a member, or do we reach out to them and say, hey, we noticed this, and, you're going to get removed. Can I
provide a recommendation?
Sure.
Because there are so many that are up for reappointment, maybe we should just focus on those for this meeting, and then the next meeting we have on May 13th actually is a regularly scheduled meeting. I was going to cancel, but maybe we should keep that meeting and then address kind of all the others and how we're going to move forward.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
What do you think, Warren?
I was actually trying to wrestle a little bit with, before I started focusing on who we would talk to about, as kind of wrestling more with our approach.
Yeah.
But Claudia's making a good point. We got these reappointments that we've got to come up with, so we got to think about that a bit.
Right.
So, the more the direction that I was going to go or was leaning towards now is that we generate this list of everybody that is absent for greater than 40% or greater, because I think that's how it's called out in the charter.
Yep.
And then send that to the chairman of that commission, committee, or whatever it is, and say, this is a list of people that have not reached the 40% threshold that's called out in the town charter, and then you can, you can insert, if you wanted to get that legalistic, insert that wording from the town charter about you need to attend 40% of the time. So my starting point would be let the chairman know that they've got people, and then the now here. what I'm quite undecided about is that we could then courtesy copy each of the individuals that's on that list in the email, but it's addressed to the chairman saying these are the people. And then you don't even tell it. I mean, there's a couple things you can do. Is that, hey, you can say, of course, my Air Force instincts are to tell these guys to shape up, or we're going to give them all Article 15s. I mean, but that, I don't think that would work.
Okay.
The idea is, here's my approach I was going, is that the fact that they understand that somebody else above is looking at that tends to modify behavior.
Yes.
They know that people are looking at attendance reports. They tend to show up because otherwise it says, nobody cares. I can make it. I'll just stay home tonight.
Right. I like that approach a lot. And it also puts the responsibility, you know, more squarely on the shoulders of the chair, whoever that may be. Yeah, I think that I like it. I like every part of it.
And because we go to the chairman and ask, do you want this this feels, it kind of backs that up. Do you want this guy to be renominated, recommitted? Or, you know, we always ask their opinion, so let's ask their opinion on this, too.
I think that's great way to move forward.
And then the easiest or the lightest touch approach to this would be just information. We would not be, there would be no report back to us what you've done or do something or else. None of that type of stuff. This is just information that you got guys on your committee that are not making the 40% mark, and the charter states a 40% attendance requirement.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to also look at, I think that's a good approach, and I think that's the approach that we ought to take. Do we want to make a motion to do that, to say everything that you said?
You know, it's kind of our administrative policy here on this. I suppose we could just say that this is our intended routine approach is going to be, you know, as we look at this every month. And then, obviously, we're not going to just send them this same letter every month. We're just going to say, okay, this is what the situation is. And then at some point, the intention is we're going to escalate.
Yeah.
And I don't know, and I'm not going to, I don't want to define what that point is, and I don't want to define that threshold is at this time, because I don't really have a good feel for it right now myself.
All right. So do you want to wait until next week, until the 13th?
I'm not so sure there's a reason for a motion. It's more of,
this is how we're going to do
it's
it.
It's more of right. how we're going to yeah. do it. What the intention is going forward. It's more of a notification communication rather than a motion.
Yeah. And Claudia will catch kind of the gist of it in the minutes anyways.
Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I agree with all of it except for one little thing, and that is this becomes sort of what I would call a customary way of operating mode of operations. And as we see, like, you know, anybody at any time can, you know, fill these chairs and come up with another one. Now, making a motion doesn't make it, it doesn't put define it as law, but it makes it just a little bit more official, if you will.
Oh, you're talking about whether it be a motion? I tell you what, if you made the motion, I would second it. I'm just saying, you don't make the motion, I'm not making it. So.
Okay, I'll make the motion. All of what Warren said.
And it probably ought to come from the subcommittee rather than, of course, it'll probably be signed by the first selectman anyhow, so
right,
it doesn't much
right.
matter. So I move that the subcommittee send out a information notice to the chairman of all of the commissions and committees with a list of their members that have not reached the 40% attendance level.
Yeah, and I would say they're regular members.
Regular members. Okay.
They're regular members. Because I'm looking at this. this list of reappointments, and I'm seeing that that may give us some insight here too. So, so I'm going to second that motion. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And so now we'll move on to the actual business of reappointing these folks.
Okay.
The folks that we have here. Claudia, can you tell me which of these people has is in that kind of jeopardy in terms of attendance? I think I see. Yeah, go ahead and just give us a list of who that
see.
Is.
Hold on 1 second. I didn't really have that prepared, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I can just go down quickly.
All right.
Based on the commissions. Actually, why don't we go do that? Why don't we go down individually? We can do it together. There's not
All right.
that many. And
right.
So.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah.
And then that way it'll be on record, too, the names of who is up for reappointment. These are
yep.
all four-year terms. So
yep.
if we're looking, we're going to start with Dennis Cicciolo from a regular member.
Yep,
from the Board of Ethics. So let's go to the Board of Ethics. And Board of Appeals. I don't even see Board of Ethics on the roster. We're going to have to take a look at that.
Okay.
Dave Kubis is also Board of Ethics, so we'll circle back to that. I'm not sure why they're missing from that roster. Collinsville
okay.
Historic District would be next. Jennifer Saro.
Yeah. She is an alternate.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
So I'm thinking, so we've got Jennifer as an alternate.
But she doesn't make the threshold anyway.
She doesn't.
She goes
no.
to the meetings anyway.
Yep. She's at.
Right.
She's doing well. So next would be Stephen Villette.
Yep. And he's the chair.
The chair. So. And he's perfect. He's at zero. Robert
right.
Yagid.
He's in bad shape.
Robert Yagid. He currently is at. 70% of an absent.
But he's also an alternate.
He is.
According to this list, he's an alternate member.
I have him as a regular member.
Okay. On this list, he's an alternate. If he's a regular, then yeah, he's definitely in jeopardy.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to confirm that.
And then I think, if I remember, so he would get a letter.
Yeah. I'll confirm if he's a regular. If not, if he is, then yes, he would get something sent to the chair with an informational
yep.
notification. Yeah.
Right. Then moving down to Conservation Commission, we got Bill Spatcher.
Yep.
Who I remember, you know, when I put together my list, that he's in jeopardy.
He is right now at 45%. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the next one down, Hetty Barton, I believe she is also at a high number.
Hetty currently is at.
No. She's only missed one out of 11.
She's at 9.
Oh, okay.
She's at 9%.
Nine percent
okay,
absent, yeah.
Okay, so.
And then going down is Gary Tilton. He's up for reappointment. He also has 9%.
Okay.
And then.
So he's.
And Cynthia would be next, and she's at 18%. So they're good.
Yeah, they're good. Okay.
Moving on would be Juvenile Review Board, Kelly Conway.
Yep. Yep.
Let me just.
I think she's good, right?
Kelly is at, yep, she's good, zero.
Yeah.
Linda.
Lisa.
Linda Spears, Juvenile Review Board.
Yes, she's...
She is at... they've had one... Let's see.
Right, she's at 100. This is an unusual one. They've had one meeting, and if you missed it, you're at 100%. So this is, you're either 0 at 100 on
right.
this one.
Yeah, that's a pretty wild one. So... this one, I would be more lenient than.
I agree.
Yeah.
I know,
you know, just a one and done. That's a little. That's too much.
So, Bob, maybe, and this is your call on this, is what you want to do. You send out something to the Juvenile Review Board chairman saying. Hey, the assignment subcommittee is looking at this stuff for people that are not having sufficient attendance, and then just say you have nobody on that list.
Yeah.
So that does two things. It lets them know that we are looking at it, but
yeah.
they're okay right now.
Yeah.
Does that
yeah.
make sense to you?
I think so. So yeah. Yeah, at this point, I think that's good.
Mm-hmm. Moving down to planning and zoning, Amy Hoban, she's an alternate, so she's not on this roster.
Yeah, but we've got both Bill and Phil Payne and Lance Perry.
Okay.
I think they're up for reappointment, and they both have some difficulty.
Okay, so yeah, we're looking at Phil Payne. He has about 76% absentee record, and
yep.
Lance Perry is at 59% absentee
yeah.
record.
Yeah. So I would send. I think we should send that note over to the chair.
Yep.
Let them know.
Good. So we are in an odd situation, and one of the reasons that we probably. Are going to be caught having to be a little, while we're walking a little bit, because, you know, we got a very enthusiastic endorsement from the chairman to keep one of those guys on the,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the most knowledgeable guy on the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's going to be tough, but I think we ought to follow the process. It says, and this is the list, and we're not going to, you know, not ask to report, not threaten anything like that. But it's just sending a flare up that we see something. So
mm-hmm.
yeah,
okay.
yep. exactly.
Okay, moving on is WPCA Russell Bush.
Yeah.
He's at 0% absentee rate. Stephen Melnicek. Thank you. Same 0%.
Yeah.
And then going down to Park and Rec, Julius.
Okay.
Let's see where he's at. He's at 44%.
Yeah, we should send a letter. Although I know he's I don't know what the story is there.
Yeah.
I know he cares a lot about it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, moving down to Youth Service Bureau, Glenn Barger. Is that
yeah.
I'm sorry, did Elaine Thallow is not up for reappointing there, is she at Parks and Recs?
I think she resigned, right?
Is that the one that resigned?
Yeah, she resigned.
Okay.
She resigned.
All right, well, that explains the attendance report then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I will update that the absentee record for the names as well. Looks like she's still on there. Actually, she would be on there because she's a part of that 12-month figure, so.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Let's see. Glenn Barger, I think we said, was Youth Service Bureau.
I think he's got a high percent.
Yep, he's at 33% right now. Not quite
so
the 40,
okay.
but And then Matt Keefe.
Yep.
Is at 33%.
Yep. I'm sorry, I got distracted. What board are we on now?
Youth Service Bureau.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And both of them are not quite to 40, but just under it at the 33.
Okay. Now, did we cover economic development?
Right, that's going to be next. So Vince Columbia.
Yeah.
Let me go back up here. Vince is at 15%.
Yeah.
And next is Matthew Dingy.
Dingy, yeah.
Yeah, and he's good. He's at 8%.
Yep. And then you got Steve Melnicek again.
Steve, yep, again. Let's see.
I think he's up there a little bit.
He's at 31. Yep, not quite the 40, but certainly there.
Yep. Yep.
And then we have the Canton Library Board of Trustees, Carol McAllister.
Yep, she's okay, I think. And Carol Story is the only one on that list that's having a problem.
Yeah, and I don't think Carol Story is, she's no longer on that board.
She is?
She recently resigned. We left her on here just for the 12-month record.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so she's no longer on that board. But Carol McAllister is at zero. So she's good.
Okay.
And then lastly is Rowena on the Canton Library.
Yeah, we call her Roni. Roni.
Oh, Roni.
Yeah, Roni.
Okay, Roni is at 25%.
Yes. Yeah.
So, just to recap, the ones that we will be reaching out to the chair regarding their absentee record of the 40% based on the charter will be Robert Yagin, who's Collinsville Historic District, William Spatcher, again on the Conservation Commission, Philip Payne, and Lance Perry, both members of Planning and Zoning. And Stephen Melnicek. Melnicek, yes. For WPCA. Those are the 5 volunteers that we will be reaching out to the chairs to let them know. Just, you know, give them a heads up as to what their absentee records are for informational purposes. And so based on this information, these people who, you know, we just reviewed are going to be going to the Board of Selectmen for approval for reappointments for the next 4 years. So their reappointment dates are either going to be June 30th or July 1st, 2025.
All right. So I think what I'd like to do is reappoint all the people on this list who have a good attendance record.
Okay.
And hold off on the ones who do not. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Warren, what do you think?
I was already jumping ahead. Is it if we want to do that, I think that when we alert the chairman that we should include that information and that's what we're doing. Then the second thing is that what are we going to do then? Does that mean we're not going to reappoint these people? Does it mean that we're expecting some kind of explanation from somebody as to why we're doing what we're doing? And well, we're giving that already. But what does it take to make him whole? What does it take him to make him eligible? Because the way you phrase it is that we're holding off means that something could happen in the near future that would allow us, that would change our mind, and we would bring it to the Board of Selectmen. So I just, what is it and when is it? I mean, what would need to be done, and when would it need to be done?
I don't have a good idea of what that is. Well, let me grope around a little bit. I do that pretty well. We give the chairs an opportunity to talk to us about these members, to see, you know, are they so valuable? And, you know, at this point, they have not been reappointed. I think that's important to let them know. And the Board of Selectmen, you know, based on attendance alone, the Board of Selectmen has within its power the ability to say,
correct,
we're not going to reappoint these people. Is there a reason for us to reconsider that idea?
Well, and for one board, which is the Planning and Zoning Commission, that guy filled in on all of his candidates. He filled in the reason why he was recommending to reappoint them.
Okay.
So, in some ways, he anticipated the command and gave you the responses. And if we were to go to who was that?
John Thesey.
He would say Philip is the longest serving member of the commission. This experience and his perspective as a local business owner are valuable assets to the commission. And that's your chairman's opinion of this guy that doesn't come to the meetings.
Yeah.
To me, that's a pretty decent, nice, I would almost use the word strong recommendation to say, okay, in my inclination, because this is the way I go, I like to defer to the lowest level possible if I can. The commission chairman says, he's a valuable asset to the commission. His experience and his local business owner, a valuable asset to the commission.
Right. Yeah, I would agree. The one question I have is, you know, is he valuable if he's not there? If he's not present? And we have, you know, his absentee rate is pretty high.
Absolutely, yes. I hear you. So that's why I'm thinking you still go ahead. We still go ahead and notify the Planning and Zoning Commission as a date that we got our eye on this, and you know we see this signal here. We should let them know that this is what we're looking at.
Yeah.
But to me, that recommendation. And I picked him because he's got the weakest of the recommendations. The other guy has a very strong recommendation, and it would trump, to me, if that's not a swear word these days. Any of my concerns about attendance. So.
I agree. And what I think we ought to do is maybe ask. Ask the chair to come before the board to discuss it. Just ask, because I'm certainly going to ask that question. If this person, I agree, you know, this person may be really, really valuable, but if he's not, based on experience and perspective and all the rest, but if that person doesn't attend meetings, what do we got? Do we have the benefit of that expertise? And if not, then should we be looking for someone else?
So would you want to invite that person to the full board when we discussed it, or
yes,
the appointment subcommittee, and let him?
I would say take him to the full board. Okay. You know, because that's what we want. It's like, hey, you're going to be there. You know, know, it's like, okay, you're great, but you're not there.
Right.
You know, it's like, talk to us.
Yeah. So then that leaves, I think that we've dealt with the Planning and Zoning Commission. Now that leaves, what are we going to do to the other boards that are in a similar situation where we're trying to hold off? What do we said? There's a total of five. So there's three other people elsewhere,
yeah.
I think we said.
Yeah, we've got Bill Spatcher, and Steve Melnichek.
So do we want to invite their chairman to the board
sure.
as well
yeah,
and say,
absolutely.
We'd just like to hear from you personally as to should we, the absentee rate is high and we'd like to hear from you personally as to.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I think.
We'd like to keep them on the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, yeah, there's some others. I'm going to have to look at the list here, but. There are. I know this is we're reappointing folks, but there are some other members of some of these boards. I think there's somebody on EDA that's been absent 92% of the time.
So I think if they're not on the reapportion list, my recommendation is that we follow along the process. We said we send the letter.
Yep.
You know, the letter is going to go out essentially to all the committees and the commissions, saying this is what we see for attendance.
Yeah.
I think that's that we want to do that. So if you're then not up for reapportionment, then we don't have to say anything about it. You just say this is the information about it, but it's the reapportion one, reappointment ones that we go
yeah.
to the chairman and say, hey, we got your recommendation. We'd like you to come. We'd like you to speak to the board about it because the people that. You know, these people that you've recommended have less than 40% attendance that is, that the charter calls out.
Right, yeah, I agree. Okay, so at this point then, shall we have a motion to reappoint everyone on the list with the exception of these five people, Bob Yagid, Bill Spatcher, Phil Payne, Lance Perry, and Steve Melnichek?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, and I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So, let's see.
So, just to clarify then, we're going to move everybody to the next Board of Selectmen agenda for the May 12th date, with the exception of those five. So all of them are going to be recommended for reappointment, with the exception of Robert Yagid, William Spatcher, Philip Payne, Lance Perry, and Stephen. Bob, can you get that one for me? All right. And so these five individuals, we're going to reach out to the chair and ask that they be present at the next Board of Selectmen meeting and offer some sort of justification on their behalf as to, right, the chairman of each committee. Okay.
Yep.
I just want to make sure I got it down all right.
Right. That's May 11th, right?
May 12th.
Oh, it's got to be. Gotta be the next day.
May 12th is the next Board of Selectmen meeting.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep.
And then we will take a look at the absentee roster for all other commissions whose volunteers are not up for reappointment, and we'll proceed with the new protocol that, you know, we're gonna be emailing the chairs just for informational purposes. To let them know which volunteers are not meeting that 40%, or actually
right.
are 40% and above on their absentee rate.
Yep, that sounds good. And, you know, so I'll have a whole bunch of letters to sign.
Yes.
So
you've got a whole bunch of letters.
I got a whole bunch of letters to draft.
So, Bob, if you wanted, we could go ahead and meet on our regularly scheduled, which was the 13th, did we say?
Yeah.
And focus now on just those people, the chairman of the five people that are coming in, just focus on that right now, and then on the 13th, we could then go through through and look at and process those letters if you want. You can look through and, I don't know if you want to wordsmith them at that point and approve them and send out, or, you know, I always vote for vacations, so we go, or we could just cancel the meeting. Whichever way you want to go, it's okay with me.
Well, it looks like we still have a bunch of absentees that we need to think about anyway. So I would say, sorry, no vacation the 13th. We're still on.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the advice that we would give Claudia is she can work on producing these other letters if she wants.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
We don't need to have it in time for the Board of Selectmen regular meeting.
Right.
But we do probably need to send something out to meet, like today or tomorrow, to the chairman for the
other ones. Yeah. Claudia, you and I will work on those letters today, tomorrow.
Yep, that works.
Okay. Good.
Are you in the office tomorrow, Bob?
I am.
Okay, at 2:00?
I wasn't planning on it.
Okay,
but,
that's all right. I'm going to be next door at that time, that's all.
Okay, I'm going to be... Well, let's see, I'm...
You have river access tomorrow. We have river access tomorrow at
4. And I'm going to have lunch with Tim somewhere around noon.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about promoting civil discourse.
Sounds good to me.
Yep. Okay, so I think it's time for us to adjourn the meeting, because you have another meeting to get to in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Fortunately, that's just a couple clicks away on the computer. So
okay, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Let your fingers do the walking. Right?
Exactly.
Okay. So right. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Aye. Favor aye. Okay, we're adjourned at 11:55.